This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. A special edition of Your Money Matters right here with Mr. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage brings us our show each week. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you.
Year's just moving along. Everything's fine. We still got beautiful weather in Colorado. How do
we
complain?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Great place to live. I don't know if I'd want to live anywhere else.
I don't either. If they keep bringing too many people in, I might consider it.
No kidding.
Right now, I'm okay.
Again, this show is entitled Your Money Matters, and each week we try to bring you local experts in these fields that have something to do with your money, and today is no exception, and great to have our good friend Kyle O'Dell back with us from O'Dell Winkfield Rosemanship. Kyle, how are you?
Doing very well, Scott.
Good to see you again pretty quickly here after our own show.
Yeah, 24 hours.
24 hours. Great to have you back. Well, Kurt, before we get in with Kyle a little bit, and we're going to talk about the recent last few days with our stock market and all, but just wondered real quick, how does that affect your end with mortgages when you see some fluctuations in the stock market? Does that scramble things on rates? Or
actually, if you follow the stock market, when the market normally comes down, so do rates. In this case, that's not necessarily happened because what's caused rates actually went up well before the stock market went down. Okay. They started going up last Friday, and on Monday, they kind of went up pretty good, and then the stock market came down, and they kept going up, which is not normal. They'll normally kind of settle back down because they work off the bond market. And that hasn't happened, which is one of the reasons they were talking about the market going down is because rates are going up.
Okay. What do you see with rates here for the year? Is it hard to tell what's going to happen?
Excuse me. That one's got me all choked up.
Yeah,
that one's a good one. If I had that crystal ball, I'd get more with Kyle and say, okay, where do I throw my money? Because I'd be rich on that one. But I believe the rates are going to continue to move up to the mid-fours by the end of the year. But I don't think they're going to get up to 4.75 or 5%. I think the rates are going to settle. My opinion, and we're going to rely on Kyle here in a minute, but I think the market's going to continue to correct. I don't see it as a major problem because when you think of 26,000 and being at 22, mm-hmm. I mean, that's some, but it's just a correction.
Right.
But rates, I think, are going to be pretty well stable between now and probably July and August.
Okay. So with all this going on, new things with tax law, all this stuff, is 2018 the year to buy a house?
Yes. And I think what you have to do now when you're out looking at a house, because the tax law, some people feel that they lost the tax deduction on the interest. When you actually look at it, you didn't lose it because they moved your standard deduction from $12,500 to $24,000, where you're not paying $20,000 in interest on your home. So you actually gained. You don't get to write it off, which actually saves you money because your tax return's less. So you actually gain money, so it didn't hurt you. So now how do you figure out how to pay less interest than even before? Because then it's an even greater savings.
Right.
And there's programs out there that do that. So I think paying attention to what you're doing. If you, in my industry, about 6 months ago, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who govern loans, they raised the debt-to-income ratios. It used to be at 43%. They now raised them to 49.99%. It's almost like they knew rates were going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for people to qualify for homes, they had to raise those ratios because that was coming. And as rates go, you're still able to buy. Along with the tax bill that just came out, more people are starting to get more money. For the first time in a long time, people are getting raises and getting money so they can actually afford some of those changes.
Right.
All of it, I think, is healthy. So I think the market's still good. There's still lots of people moving into Colorado. I don't think home appreciation is going to continue at 8 or 9. I think it's going to settle at around 4 to 5.
Right.
But that's still pretty good.
I was talking with someone here today that actually got their check. There are some extra bucks there.
My check went up. It's great.
Like $60. And he said there was somebody put a cartoon type thing, I think he said, on Facebook where it said, you know, okay, if Donald Trump is not your president, then you do not want to take it. Any of the extra money that you check that box. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Give it back.
Yeah.
Send it back to the IRS. They'll gladly take it.
Exactly. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And you can call Kurt at 720-895-0500, and he'll do a consultation with you by phone, whatever, just trying to pick out the best program for you. As I mentioned, Kyle Odell is with us. Kyle is a managing partner of Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. And Kyle does a free consultation as well for our listeners, 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, boy, very timely to have you in here the last few days. Seen a little shake up there. Some people freaking out, but what's your word today?
Hang in there.
Hang in
there. We're going to be just fine. We are going to be just fine. You know, the market's decline over the last few days, it does have some people panicked. But, you know, if we look at it, Friday was the first down that, you know, overall for last week, it was the first down week we had in 5 weeks. Monday, yesterday, that was the largest decline for all U.S. equity indices in almost 3 years. So, you know, it did cause some panic out there. I think a lot of people cause them to maybe have some pause and think about their, portfolio a little bit. But it's important to really, I think, keep some things in perspective. While it's been rapid, it's important to remember that corrections are really part of a healthy bull market. Sometimes we need this. And the second part, I think, to really keep in your mind is that bear markets are historically caused. So a bear market is a bad market. Okay, so we have bulls and bears. Bulls are good and bears are bad, okay. Right? So a bear market, those are historically caused with weak economic data, and which is really that's not what we're experiencing right now, mm-hmm. Not at all. In fact, the economic data is great.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. So if we look at the overall economic data, the earnings growth that companies are having, and they're actually revising a lot of the projections that they had, we're currently at the strongest levels that we've seen really in some time. All the announcements out there, 70% of the announcements are exceeding their expectations in earnings. So that's a great thing. That means that the companies are exceeding their expectations in terms of those earnings. Revenues are exceeding their expectations 74% of the time right now. So we're at the highest levels that we've seen in earnings and revenues going all the way back to 2004. So, you know, in terms of a strong economy, and like you mentioned earlier, Kurt, you know, with the jobs report that came out last week and earnings going up, you know, that typically, you know, causes, when we're looking at that situation, the market was going to have a little bit of a down day on Friday. But when rates also went up, that when the market went down and rates went up, that caused a panic. That's an odd situation in the market. And so that we ended up having a little bit of a storm on Friday. A number of things came into account. When with interest rates going up, and the market going down, that caused a panic. And then you had the FISA report out of the White House, you know, and so that causes, you know, just uneasiness there when we look at the White House is, you know, well, but which week isn't? There isn't. There's always something going on. So they have to keep it interesting. And then we have earnings. We're in the middle of earnings season right now. It's just a number of things, you know, adding up and causing a pullback. But, you know, what I would, what I would ask people to evaluate is if this quick little pullback in the market caused you to panic, then you really need to reevaluate your portfolio.
Right.
That's the key. You know, in our office, over the last 3 days, out of all of our clients, and we have a lot, we had one phone call out of all of our clients. And I talked to him for 30 seconds, and he's like, okay, Kyle, I just want to make sure you were watching. You know, yeah, I'm watching.
I'm paying attention.
We're good. And and that's because with our clients, they have a plan, not just a portfolio. Most people just have a portfolio, and we're hoping that portfolio is going to give us an outcome down the road that we're expecting. And you know, the difference between a portfolio and a plan is that a plan is going to give you a – it's going to deliver an outcome down the road that you expect. Mm-hmm. And most people just have a portfolio, and that portfolio is going to rise and fall with the market. And so because you don't have a plan with that, it does cause that panic at times, and it does cause people to, I think, to have pause and wonder what's going on out there. And like I said, if the last few days caused you to worry, then I think you need to reevaluate what you have going on.
That brings up a question I have, and I'm glad you brought up portfolio and plan. Most people have a portfolio. If you're 50 and you've gone through this or less, is it something you really need to worry about versus if you're over 50 and you don't have as many years to recover? If the market continues to fluctuate and correct, as we talked about, if you're over 50 and you only have a portfolio and you don't have a plan, first of all, you should get a plan. But if that's what you have, what's your advice to someone in that case?
You know, yes, if you are younger, you do have a greater time to recover from those losses. But we philosophically as a company have a much different approach than most firms, okay? And that's actually a subject we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about the importance of avoiding losses.
Yes.
Because avoiding losses is the, you know, I love Warren Buffett. He has a rule with Berkshire Hathaway, actually two rules for his company. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, always refer back to rule number one.
It's real simple.
Very, very simple. Let's just apply that and we're good, right? So, yes, as you get closer and closer to retirement, those losses affect you more and more. And that's why as a company, you know, we take a defensive approach towards our money management so that we can work to avoid those losses.
So if you have just a portfolio, you need to get a plan.
Yeah.
You need to get a
plan. So you can withstand these kind of things and they don't make you want to drink more.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's going to help you sleep better at night.
Kyle Odell is our guest. Again, Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Shipp. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. You mentioned reevaluate. We're going to touch on this, and then after our break here in a minute, we're going to come back and talk about some different things with Social Security and some other different areas you can help us with. But that is something that you offer, just like medically, recently on your show, we were talking with a doctor. Hey, if I get something bad, I'm probably going to get a second opinion, you know? Or if I just want to, hey, see where I'm at. You don't wait for something bad. Just see where you are. Second opinion is something you offer.
We do. You know, I always encourage everyone, you know, when it comes to your heart, your health, whatever it may be, your finances, be proactive. Take that proactive position to go get that second opinion, because we only have one chance to get this right, whether it's our health or our finances. Let's get it right. So, you know, whether you have a plan, if you actually do have a financial plan, you know, that ties everything together, or if it's just a portfolio, you know, come in for a second opinion. We'll sit down. We'll have a cup of coffee. We'll discuss it. Take a look. And if you're in a great situation, guess what? As a fiduciary, I have to tell you, stay where you're at. You're in a great position. But if we can improve upon it, let's sit down and talk about it and see where that conversation takes us.
Right. And just having investments isn't a plan.
That's not a plan.
Very few things go well without proper planning.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah.
My old boss used to have that posted on his wall.
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
Yep.
So
there you go. See, hey. We're a wealth of knowledge on this show.
You're listening. Original.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage and also Kyle Odell from Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Shipp. We'll open up the phone lines. If you've got any questions or comments, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Worried about losing the tax deduction of your mortgage interest? Now, more than ever, it's important to stop paying more interest than you should. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you have a second mortgage, those rates are going to continue to go up and up and up. Let us show you how to take advantage of higher conforming loan limits of $529,000 at lower fixed rates. Credit card rates will also continue to go up. Pay off those high-rate cards now and save thousands in interest. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now to save over $100,000 in interest and own your home faster, all without changing one penny of your current spending habits. It's only your money. Take AIM. Paying mortgage insurance is like adding over 1% to your current rate. Stop paying it. Refinance or purchase your next home with only 3% down and no mortgage insurance. Call 720-895-0500. Let AIM save you thousands like we've been doing since 2001. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Take AIM and take control of your money. NMLS 298191. Regulated by DOR. Equal credit lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley along with Kurt Rogers. Kyle Odell is our guest today from Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. Once again, for a free consultation, 303-780-7350. Or as we mentioned right before the break, maybe just get that second opinion. And as Kyle mentioned, from their standpoint as a fiduciary firm, they have to tell you what's best for you, and they will do that. So give them a call, 303-780-7350. Now, you mentioned that real quick, Kyle, about, you know, not losing money. So that tells me that your firm believes that being on defense is quite important, okay? Hey, we all want to grow. We all want to make money. But, man, there's nothing like losing money as far as a sickening feeling.
It is. You know, that's the primary concern that I hear from any families that come in my office. Number one is, Kyle, we want to make sure that, you know, I hear three main things from families. I want to make sure that I have money all throughout retirement and I can maintain that standard of living. So that means not losing, no significant losses, right? You know, number two, I don't want to be a burden on my kids. You know, financially, I want to make sure that I can take care of myself. And number three, if anything's left over down the road, I'd like to be able to hand off, you know, pass some money on to my kids. But number one, I want to maintain that standard of living. I don't want any significant losses. And so that's why, you know, we always talk about, you know, with any of our clients, one of the conversations we have is that there's always plenty of opportunities to make money out there. We're always, you know, hearing about different stocks or, you know, the market's been doing well. But there are plenty of opportunities to make money, but it's the losses that hurt you. If you could go back, I always ask everyone this, if you could go back and remove the three biggest mistakes that you've made or the three biggest losses that you've incurred, where would you be today? If you could go back and remove, you know, the drop that we had in 87, you could go back and remove the drop that we had in the tech bubble from 2000 to 2002 or the 2008 recession. If you can go back and remove the three biggest mistakes, where would you be today? And when we have those mistakes or those drops in our portfolio, the hard thing is to recover from them. Because when the market dropped in the S&P 500 in 2008, we had a 38% drop in the market. But in order to get back to even, let's say the next year you made 38%, that didn't get back.
No,
get you
right.
back.
No.
You needed 64.
Double it.
Right.
Basically double
yeah.
it.
Yeah, in that instance, you just about needed to double
it. Just to get even.
And that's net of fees and expenses and everything else in there, right? So that's why it took most people until 2013 or 14, if they stayed in the market, just to get back to even, right? So we've got to work to avoid those losses. So I was asking, you know, what's the downside in your current portfolio? If we had another 2008, how would that affect your portfolio? Is there anything in place that would help you to safeguard your current portfolio? What are you doing differently than what you did in 08? Most of the time, nothing. We still have that portfolio. So, you know, one of the things, part of our conversation is an educational conversation for families, you know, and I'll ask them, you know, so let's say in your portfolio, you have a portfolio of stocks and mutual funds, and you also have, some bond funds in there. So that bond portfolio, what's the purpose of that bond portfolio in there? What's the purpose? And most people will say, well, it's to help me, you know, in case the market gets volatile or goes down, it's to help protect me from those losses. And if we go back and look, then my question would be, why did everyone that had money in bond portfolios for the most part, why did they lose money in 08? Bonds are not there to protect your portfolio. Bonds are there to produce income. So when we look at a bond portfolio, a typical portfolio right now is producing around 2 to 2.5%. Well, let's think about that right now. If inflation's doing 2 and our bond portfolio is doing 2 as a gross rate of return, and then we subtract out fees, we take out taxes, we take out inflation, we're probably losing money on that bond portfolio right now. And it's there to produce income. And so one of the things that we've applied with a lot of our clients here recently, there's a gentleman that you may not know his name, but you know of his company, Morningstar.
Yep.
Right? So Roger Ibbotson, he's a professor at Yale. His company, he founded Morningstar, his research company, and he came out with a white paper. It just came out 2 weeks ago. It's fantastic. What it talks about in that white paper are alternatives to bonds. How do you reduce risk and create a predictable income throughout retirement? And if anyone wants a copy of that, they can contact our office and we can get them a copy of that. I'm happy to email that white paper to them so that they can read it by Roger. It's a fantastic paper talking about bond alternatives and some things that you can do to help create a more predictable income during retirement, and how do we work to reduce some of that risk that's out there. Because the big key, you know, more than anything is don't lose, you know, and I would equate that to in sports. You know, we watched the Super Bowl this past week. You know, what's typically one of the top, if not number one stats that we look at the end of the day?
Turnovers,
right? Well, what hurt the Patriots at the end of the game?
Turnover.
It was that turnover.
Last 2 minutes.
That ended it.
Yeah.
Right? Don't turn the doggone ball over. Yeah. Right? So same thing with our portfolios. You know, we're going to have some ups and downs in the market. There are really two management styles that we have as a company. One is where we have your money in the market, but we look to manage it defensively. If we get really volatile, the fundamentals start looking poorly in things, we'll look to go to a defensive position. We're not at that point today. The fundamentals actually look very good. Our economy is very strong. This is a great buying opportunity. Our clients, that's why our phone isn't ringing off the hook. You know, they're not panicked. They're not worried because they have a plan and they understand the situation. The other way that we manage money is really following the white paper that Roger Ibbotson uses that he just came out with, his philosophy that we've been using for years, where we use products that on the insurance side where we don't have any worry or there's just no panic or anything, any fear on the downside of the market, where we can use insurance products, get the rates of return of the market or close to it. No cap on the upside, and we can do very, very well and create a more predictable income in the future. And that's really what we're looking for as we're heading into retirement, is predictability. And, you know, and that consistency and predictability, that's what wins in the long run with investing. It's, you know, when we're gambling and all over the place, you know, that's what's going to cause that panic and that worry.
Yeah, when something happens in the market like it has, if you're gambling, you're going to panic because you automatically become afraid of what happened in 2008.
I guarantee you there were some advisors today that they hadn't put the phone down in 4 days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Again, when you deal with a firm like this, that first of all, I think that starts from the first consultation where you build that confidence in you. You know what?
You set the expectation. Yeah. You know, it. In what I tell everyone the first time we come in and that we get together and we're sitting down and having that cup of coffee is, if your expectations, what you're wanting, doesn't align with what my firm does, enjoy the cup of coffee. We'll have a quick conversation and, you know, we're good. But if what you want, the expectations that you want, if your expectations align with what we do as a firm, then we could be a very good fit. And so my job in the long run is to help take some of that panic and worry off the table and create a more predictable outcome by having an actual plan versus that portfolio.
Right. A few minutes left here in this segment, so let's go ahead and touch on Social Security a little bit. Like I say, there's many facets of this financial planning world, Social Security being one of them. What are some of the things right now that people are concerned with Social Security? I guess, hey, is it going to be there for me?
That's number one. And here's the thing. What does the media try to do on a daily basis? Create headlines. Mm-hmm.
To get you to watch.
To get you to watch, right? And what's going to get you to watch? A positive headline or a negative headline? Negative. Most of the time, right?
Correct.
So with Social Security, when we look at the Social Security system, there is more money going into Social Security, into that bucket of money, than there is coming out of it right now.
Right now.
Right. So, no, we don't have to worry about it being taken away or it running out of money or anything like that. We've got another 20 years before we really have, you know, that situation that could occur. And when we look at Congress, I mean, are they fast to react to things, or are they slow and going to wait till the last minute?
They'll wait till Friday at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's just their nature. So they're going to wait till the last minute. So will it be there for us down the road? Yes. My generation, you know, Generation X, I'm in my mid 40s. You know, is it going to be there in the same form today for me that it is with the same rules that it is for the current generation that is retired? No, there are going to be changes to it. But for those that are, I think, 50 and above, 55 and above in that area, you know, I don't think that any of the changes, I don't think there are going to be any dramatic changes that are really going to affect that generation.
No.
But the key to think about it, you know, and I hear people all the time complain, you know, that they're not getting enough or they're not getting what they expected. Well, it's not an entitlement. It's based on what you've paid into it over your best 35 years of earnings, mm-hmm. right? And so that's where, you know, outside of that, you know, if the only thing that you're hoping to retire on one day is Social Security, unfortunately, that's probably going to be a tough situation.
Right.
But that's a problem. A lot of folks, that's all they had.
Unfortunately, it is. Yeah. It's tough.
So it makes it very tough on them.
It is. And, you know, I hate to see that. But that's where we need to start saving money outside of that. Even I don't care if it's $50 a month or $10 a month. You've got to put something away.
Now, you talked about being the X generation, and it's going to change. And I'm just barely above 50 now. Scott's, he's well above 60.
You guys are full of it.
Right, yeah.
But with the millennials coming up, as they pay into Social Security, it's kind of going to maybe pick up because they're actually the largest generation next to the baby boomers.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to see a large influx of cash coming in that, a nice cash flow, which is going to be great for those baby boomers that are all retiring. Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, one of the things that we'll do, and here's what one of the things I always explain to everyone, if we have a married couple, I always ask, do you know how many ways there are for someone to file for Social Security, a married couple? It's actually 567 different alternatives. Now, that's a lot. The Social Security Administration on their website, well, if you go on there, it'll tell you, hey, in 15 minutes, you can figure all this out. It's quick and easy. No. They want you to file as early as possible, so you take the lowest benefit. You know, how do you maximize it? You wait till 70. For most people, it's not in their best interest to wait till 70. For, you know, that's really for the, I think, families that have really accumulated a lot of assets, especially if they have a lot of money in IRAs and 401ks, they right. really do need to look at waiting till 70. But for the rest, then they really need to have a plan on how and when to file. The typical family I sit down with and we run an alternative and I'll run it your way. You tell me how and when you want to file. I'll run it based on what our program says. And usually there's about a $240,000 difference in the payout over your lifetime. It's significant.
That's significant.
It's not one of the factors that you put in there. Because my brother and I have this conversation all the time because he's older. He's going to file at a certain age. I'm going to file at a different age. And one of my determining factors is the history of my family, how long they've lived, what they've gone through. Should that be a consideration? Because he tells me it shouldn't be because I'm healthier than my parents or my grandparents. I'm thinking it should be because we don't have anybody that's lived past a certain age.
That's a very good question. It's becoming less and less of a consideration.
Okay.
Because we're living longer and longer.
Right.
And they're able to keep us alive, whether we want it or not.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so
true.
So it's becoming less and less of a consideration. I look at my grandparents, you know, I asked them, you know, because they retired, they did very well. My grandfather was a retired anesthesiologist, retired at 55. He took Social Security as early as he could. He's 89 today. He cost himself $200,000 easily, right? Because his parents all passed away between 72 and 75. If he would have passed away when mom and dad did, he made the right decision. Unfortunately, because he's lived for Social Security purposes, he's lived a long, healthy life, doing very well. Mm-hmm. He cost himself a lot of money. And most of us are going to live a long life. And there's a very important point when we come back on break about Social Security that I want to hit on in terms of a husband and wife or, you know, a couple, how to file and how to get the most out of it.
We'll cover that when we come back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and your money matters.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was in a car accident and I was hurt. Bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't work. My insurance company is not treating me like family, like the commercial said they would. My car was totaled. I had some savings, but all of that is gone now. And on top of all of this, the person who hit me didn't have insurance at all. I don't know what to do.
After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now to get your life turned back around.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, they are your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. And we are glad to have in studio Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is with O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. And you can hear Kyle right here every Monday from noon to 12:30. Kyle is with us all throughout the year and helping us with our finances a little bit. And our topic right now is Social Security. So, Kyle, you mentioned, boy, with a couple, a lot of different choices out there, 560. So, Kurt, how do you do that? Well, you go, honey, what do you want for dinner? We can't figure where to go. And now we got 567 ways to figure this out.
How are we going
to
collect our money?
You got to have a coach like Kyle to help us. Yeah.
And that can be done in 15 minutes, according to the IRS.
According to the IRS.
Yeah.
Or the Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
15 easy minutes, you can figure it all out. I know you've paid into this for 40 years. You can get it all done in 15 minutes. It's unbelievable. But I tell you what, you know, here's the number you've got to get right. So if I look at a couple, and I'm just going to talk in general terms here. Let's say a husband and a wife. Typically, the wife, the female, she will outlive the male. She's going to, you know, my wife is going to outlive me on average by 14 years. So the women outlive us guys by 14 years. Okay. Now, here's the number we've got to get right based on that. If we look at the two social, so I'm going to receive Social Security. My wife is going to see, she's going to receive Social Security. The number we've got to get right is the whoever's receiving the larger amount. Because when one of us passes away, doesn't matter who, then the smaller amount stops. So let's say we're both retired and let's say I'm bringing in $2,000 a month from Social Security, my wife is bringing in $1,000. When one of us passes away, which is probably going to be me, then her $1,000 is going to stop. So the smaller amount stops. The larger amount stays, the $2,000. So now that $2,000 for her needs to stay, or that's going to stay and continue on for her. So here's what I get from a lot of guys is they will say, you know what, I paid into this thing for a long time. I've got this nice benefit in order for us to retire. I need this coming in, and I get that, right? But an important piece is we need to maximize the larger benefit if you care about your wife, because she's going to outlive you, and she's going to live on that for 14 years after you're gone.
So not taking, it sounds like what you're saying, for the husband not to take his early so it keeps growing, take the wife's.
Right.
And then when he reaches, i.e., let's say 70, when he maxes it, he starts taking it that time, but it's a larger portion that will help her.
Right.
See, I hadn't even thought of that. That's going to change the way I think.
Right. And what you can also do, depending on your age, potentially, is let's say we take the wife's benefit, in this case that's $1,000. Then what the husband can do is he can file for his benefit and suspend it. And that allows him to file for half of his spouse's while his is growing. So she's getting $1,000. Now he's getting $500 as a spousal benefit. So now we have $1,500 coming in. Meanwhile, we're allowing the $2,000 to now grow at 8% per year going up. And on top of that 8% is you also get a cost of living on top of it, which is averaged over 2%. So now we might be getting, based on historical numbers, we might be getting a 10% pay raise on that Social Security that we're letting sit over here and grow. So that could be a more efficient way. And when we're looking, because you brought up life expectancy, right? You know, it may not be long in your family, Kurt, but what's your wife's family look like? Because you're the higher income earner, we need to maximize your benefit for her.
See, that now those are two of those 567 ways, right?
Yes. All right. Only 565 left to go.
Don't go anywhere.
Everyone get your coffee.
We'll be done by tomorrow.
So what about people that maybe a spouse hasn't worked? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
So if a spouse hasn't worked, again, you are able to file off of the working spouse's benefit.
Okay.
So let's say my wife, let's say she didn't work in the workforce, but she stayed at home and took care of the kids, which is beyond a full-time job. I'll take the work. I'll take the 40-hour job. Yeah. So let's say that that's the case. Then when I go to file down the road, you know, where my spouse can file, she can file for half of my benefit at that point. You know, and so if my benefit's $2,000, she can file for half. And it's all based on reaching your, there are a lot of rules and things here. So I'm being very general. So being very general. But a non-working spouse can file for half of that working spouse's benefit down the road to get that extra income coming in.
But does not affect the working spouse's growth on the social.
It does not. So it will not take away from it.
So that'll keep going up at 8 to 10%, like you mentioned.
Yes. Yes.
And she has the money. So when something happens to him, she's going to get it all.
Right. Which is...
My brother will like to hear that because his wife doesn't work. And she'll really like to hear it because she'll say, okay, I'm taking his money.
Right. Yeah. She'll like that. We've got this figured out. Yeah. but in this, you know, there's so many factors to take into account. You know, most families, unfortunately, how they decide to take Social Security, what they do is they really look at two things. Life expectancy in their family, yep. Which when we're looking at generations beyond us right now, maybe that life expectancy wasn't all that great. But for us, it's much longer. So that's one. The other is they're looking at their monthly budget, saying, well, I need to take this now, right? But with that, what we also need to do is look outside of that. We need to look at all of other assets that we have and the tax implications on everything. Because Social Security, you're only taxed on the first 85 cents up to, that's the maximum.
Right.
You're going to get taxed on the 85 cents. So if I receive a dollar from Social Security, that first 15 cents is tax-free right now. The following 85 cents that I receive, I'm going to pay taxes on that depending, and that's going to be dependent on all the other income I have coming in from IRAs and pensions
right.
and everything else. Okay. So let's say that right now I don't have any other income coming in from IRAs and pensions. Then if the only thing I have coming in from Social Security, I'm probably not paying any taxes on it. But the more money I have coming in from IRAs and pensions and capital gains and everything else, that's going to cause more and more and more of my Social Security to get taxed. And the simple way to look at it, let's say I'm in a 22, the new, one of the new tax brackets here, which is 22%, okay, then I'm going to pay a 22% tax, really, on that 85 cents.
Yeah, $16.
Right.
$18.
Okay. Yeah. So that's really just as a general rule of thumb. But when we look at it, you know, Social Security has a great tax benefit to it compared to all of our other accounts. You know, if I withdraw money from my 401k and IRA, I'm going to pay taxes on every penny of that.
Right.
Right. If I withdraw money from a stock or a mutual fund where I'm going to pay a capital gains tax, that capital gains tax is probably going to be 15% for most people. But Social Security, there's a portion of it I'm not paying taxes on, and then the rest of it I'm just paying taxes based on the rest of my income. So it has some great tax benefits for families that are below, really given a rule of thumb here, below $80,000 a year of income. For a household, a married couple, Social Security has some great tax benefits for them.
Now, you had mentioned earlier about insurance products, talking about 401ks and your tax liability on those. You can withdraw from the insurance product, and that's tax-free money coming in, and some of the products that are out there.
Some of the products that are out there.
So you're not having any of those. So those, it sounds like, can subsidize by pulling out of there till you get to 70.
Right, just like a Roth. So, you know, there's actually a formula for a zero tax bracket during retirement. I actually co-authored a book with one of my partners, and one of the chapters in there, if anyone wants to call my office, we'll give you the number, but I'll give away three books today.
Okay.
Maybe we can do that, Scott. I'll give away three books today, and in there is a chapter on the formula for a tax-free retirement. And it gives you the formula as to how much you should have in IRAs and 401ks. It gives you the formula for how much you should have coming in, you know, or how much you should have really on that capital gains bucket of money. And then we have Social Security and then our tax-free bucket, which are Roth IRAs or life insurance or maybe municipal bonds, all right. those, right? How much you should have in each one of those buckets according to taxes to create a tax-free income during retirement, or to at least keep those taxes down. What I find is that, you know, a lot of families end up painting themselves into a corner where we've saved and saved and saved. We've been conditioned to save, especially that generation that is retiring right now. They've saved and saved over the years, but they've put all their money in IRAs and 401ks.
Yep.
And now when they go to retire, you know, I ask them, what's your plan to get this money out of here to minimize the tax? What is that? So, you know, so with that, we want to look at how, you know, if the majority of our money is in that, in IRAs and 401ks, that's going to cause, you know, more and more of our Social Security to get taxed. And that's just going to put us, you know, in a, maybe not the best situation. So we want to talk about how can we, is it in your best interest? And if so, how can we get more money over into maybe Roth IRAs, do some conversions, maybe look at life insurance. That's the specific insurance product that we look at a lot of times to build up some tax-free access to cash in there, as long as we follow the rules. So we want to look at all that, and every situation is different.
Well, that's where it comes into where you talk about being defensive and not losing your money. When you're paying too much tax, you're losing your money.
Right. You know, and we look at it, where, what's the biggest, if we look at, let's say, all your money, all your assets in a bucket, where's the big, which leak is the biggest?
Tax.
Tax.
Hands down, tax.
Taxes. Absolutely. And it's consistent. Every quarter. Every year. It's always there.
That's it.
Right?
Pay less taxes, keep more of your money.
Exactly. So when we look at it, you know, families get, kind of fired up a little bit about fees out there at times,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is fine. And they should be. But my question is, what are you receiving for the, what value are you receiving for the fee? The value that you're receiving should offset the fee. I don't care if the fee is 1%, 2%, 0.5%, whatever it may be. The value that you're receiving should offset the fee in terms of advice and guidance and help and direction and all that. So that value needs to exceed that. And so when we're looking at it, the drains, the holes that you have in your bucket, you have fees, you have losses in the market, you have taxes, and then every once in a while you need to dip into that bucket and pull out money that you weren't expecting because life throws curveballs at us, right?
Whether it's
health or whatever it may be. So, you know, but the biggest drain on that bucket that's consistent year in and year out is Uncle Sam. So let's have a plan to reduce that, keep it down as low as we can.
The name of that book again?
The name of the book is, so we wrote that, I co-authored it 2 years ago with a couple of my partners, which is What You Don't Know About Retirement That Can Hurt You.
Okay. Call 303-780-7350. Ask for Peggy. Mentioned that Kyle said he would give you a copy of that book. So the first three callers, most of you listening know our number. If you want to call here, give Charlie your information. We'll get that to Kyle right after the show, 303-477-5600. If you'd like a copy of that book, absolutely free. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more with Kyle O'Dell.
When it comes to retirement planning, one of our biggest fears is running out of money. Have you sat down with a financial professional to help you plan for a comfortable retirement? It's never too soon or too late for retirement planning. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Just a few more minutes with Kyle Odell, Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. Their website is owrsfirm.com. Free consultation. Listen, you don't have to listen, but just a few minutes to understand that Kyle knows his stuff, and he can possibly help you out. We all have to be careful what we say with financial rules and regulations, but I'm telling you, give him a call. Free consultation. What do you got to lose? But money. All right? And that's important. That's why this show is called Your Money Matters.
Right.
So give him a call, 303-780-7350. Thought we'd finish up, Kyle, and just on a topic that, you know, on a lot of people's mind, that in Kurt's age range, and that is estate planning and long-term care, and as you mentioned, predictable income. But we've talked about this a number of times, but there's, just because you have investments, that doesn't mean you have a financial plan. I mean, there's a lot of piece of that, and an estate plan to go along with this, and long-term care, all that is another piece to this puzzle.
It is. You know, when I'll have families that come to me and say, Kyle, you know, can you just help me with a 401k rollover? You know, I've got a 401k, you know, I want to bring out and have you manage it. We can help with that all day long. We do 401k rollovers every day. But most families that come to us, they're looking for a full financial plan. And what does a full financial plan encompass? What should it look at? It should look at, you know, number one, do we have enough money to last us throughout and really beyond our life expectancy? You know, I actually run everything out. If I have a husband and wife, whoever's youngest, I always run it to age 100. I figure if I can get you to age 100 and you still have money, I did my job.
Right.
Right? So, you know, beyond that, you're on your own, okay?
Get a job.
Right. I don't make house calls, so you're on your own on that one. But, you know, at that point, you know, one, do we have enough money? Two, can that portfolio sustain all the things that life is going to throw at it over the years? You know, inflation is starting to possibly pick its head up a little bit here, right? We're historically low on taxes right now. But this new tax reform that went into place, a lot of it actually falls off the books in 2025. And we're going to revert back to some of the old laws. And I don't really see how we're going to even sustain that for a long period of time because of our budget. So, you know, we're historically low on taxes. Taxes at some point really have to go up. So when we look at inflation, we look at taxes, we look at market losses, and going back to, you know, what's happened the last couple of days in the market again, you know, if it caused you to have heartburn and lose a little bit of sleep last night, I would, you know, certainly encourage you to get a second set of eyes on that portfolio, because you may not have the portfolio that is appropriate for you if the last couple of days caused a panic. So when we look at market losses, we look at estate planning. You know, I think that's a big key there. We work with several different estate planning firms. We have no benefit in it other than I want my clients to be taken care of. You know, I actually got a phone call this morning from a very close client that I've had for years. Her husband passed away over the weekend, but I know that they're taken care of. Mm-hmm. She called, you know, just would like to get together, but she didn't call out of panic because we've met so many times over the years. They know that she's taken care of.
Right.
Right. And that's all. That's always what he expressed. I want her taken care of. And, you know, so look at those estate plans. You know, I'd say one of the most important things there is, in a will, have you named a power of attorney? So a financial power of attorney, if I were to get hurt, you know, up skiing in the mountains, I bump my head and, you know, I need someone to be able to make financial decisions for me and health decisions for me. So you need to name a financial power of attorney, a health care power of attorney, have those things done. If you're 18 years and older, you no longer have a guardian. You need to name those things because no one can step in and take care of that for you. So, you know, and then if it's appropriate, you know, do you need a will? Looking at long-term care, when we're looking at that full financial picture for a plan, we should have, you know, all these things taken into account. Long-term care is one of those things that we've really worked with our clients here to make sure that that's taken care of. That's an important piece. We don't want to eat away at those assets, and we don't typically use, you know, the traditional long-term care policies that are out there. You know, I hear a lot of complaints from families about those that, you know, premiums go up, and if I never use it, it's something I've spent money on, and, you know, that money's gone. So a lot of times we'll use a hybrid between a long-term care policy and a life insurance mm-hmm. policy, where the insurance company will look at your death benefit, and if you need that long-term care piece, they will start advancing you your death benefit every month. And it's a fantastic way to create a situation where you or your family, someone's going to get a benefit out of the money that you spent. And it's a great way to keep all your other assets intact for your spouse and your heirs and so forth. So we really think outside the box and come to, you know, let's get together. Let's, you know, figure out what you need. Let's look at all the alternatives out there and see what we can come up with. But, you know, my job with all that, there are a lot of moving parts to this, sure. right? And so my job is to be that quarterback to look at the long-term care, the estate planning. Can we reduce taxes? You know, how can we reduce your risk? How can we deliver an outcome that you're looking for down the road? And so that's my job, is to put together the best plan possible. So we work with several different tax professionals. We work with several different estate planning firms because we don't give tax advice. We don't give legal advice. You know, that's their specialty. That's what they have to do. But my job, I think, overall is that quarterback of your financial future, is to make sure that to encourage you to get those things done.
Absolutely. Well, Kyle, great information, bud. Thanks for being with us today.
Love hanging out with you two young guys.
I got to remind Kurt where he is every once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll get you back.
Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. And Kyle O'Dell with O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. Give Kyle a call for his
303-780-7350.
Couldn't find my paper. Thank you, sir. See, the quarterback already saved me. Right. Everyone have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.